It is cloudy and 70 degrees in Nashville, and there's about a 70% chance of rain today. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News 704. The national push for congressional redistricting has hit hurdles in other southern states. Tennessee's new map is still in place, but the legislature's move to split Memphis into three districts is still being challenged in federal court. The redistricting craze kicked off earlier this month after the U.S. Supreme Court gutted part of the Voting Rights Act. WPLN's Mariana Bacchiao explained that case on This Is Nashville.
And in that ruling, they were looking at a Louisiana district that was, you know, specifically made to give black voters more of a say in Congress. And that was a district that stretched 250 miles, as they point out. Memphis's congressional district was very compact. It was just the city of Memphis. And now that ninth congressional district stretches, I would say, more than 250 miles. Just, you know, if you plug it into Google Maps from one end to the other, it's close to 300 miles to make that drive across District 9.
The new map faces challenges from the NAACP, the ACLU, the League of Women Voters, and the Tennessee Democratic Party. They say the new districts will confuse voters and harm candidates. State election officials say they have enough state funding to accommodate the change before the 2026 midterms. A Nashville man connected to the nihilistic violent extremist group has been indicted with multiple counts of child sexual exploitation. Zachary Sweeney is a 30-year-old man from Columbia. Federal prosecutors say he's facing multiple allegations of victimizing, grooming, and coercing minors into producing child sexual abuse material. From at least 2022 to 2025, Sweeney allegedly requested sexually explicit images and videos from minors and convinced them to produce content. He's also accused of meeting up with victims in person, where he would drug, assault, and record the abuse for sale online. According to court documents, one victim was allegedly groomed by Sweeney when she was 16. She reported being aware of other women that Sweeney victimized and claimed to have seen a collection of abuse content on his computer. Well, the victim later died from an overdose. Another victim corroborated the claims, saying she saw Sweeney live streaming her assault. The Nashville plans to invest $60 million into hosting the Super Bowl in 2030. According to a study last year commissioned by the Convention and Visitors Corp, the event could generate more than $380 million in direct spending in the city. They're suggesting there will be a, quote, return on investment greater than any event Nashville has hosted to date. But as the Tennessee Lookout reports, some economists say those returns don't always materialize. For instance, they often fail to account for the baseline of visitor spending that happens without a major event. And some of the spending, such as money paid to rent hotel rooms at major chains, does not stay in the local economy. The goal of luring the Super Bowl to Nashville was a major driver behind the decision to build the more than $2 billion Titans Stadium, more than half of which was subsidized by taxpayers. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org.